Well, we turn towards the Lord. We turn to the Lord. And sisters, we who live so close in the consecrated life to the sacred mysteries can sometimes become somewhat complacent. You know, we get too familiar with it. It becomes a little common and everyday. It's the recent convert, the one who's just found God, who bows so reverently to the altar. It's the recent one who says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord," as we have in the psalm here today. So these conversions today all remind us to conversion, our own continuing interior conversion, and that word metanoia, right, the transformation. And conversion, I often think of turning with or turning towards. So you have to be turning towards somebody, Jesus. Turning with, we turn with this religious community. We turn with the church, the communion of believers. And this morning we have this happy opportunity to offer the Mass in thanksgiving, and we're grateful for Sister Immacula, her leadership and the responsibility that she carries, and Sister Violetta here in the community, who's been so good to me. You know, the sisters taking care of me over, the sisters in the community, know the house was just finished, right? And when I came, I told the retreat sisters how Sister Immacula said, "Oh, Father, we made some changes for the elderly fathers," right? Me, the elderly father. And so I'll miss this house you built for the old fathers, I guess. If I'm the first to stay in it, so what does he tell you? So we have this thanksgiving for the community as well today. We're offering the Mass. We start with Jonah. Jonah, the reluctant prophet. We spoke of him during the retreat. How we are all like Jonah. We don't want the mission sometimes. We say, "Lord, I'm here, but maybe you send somebody else, right? So-and-so would be a great deal better, maybe, than I would be." But in the end, Jonah accepts his mission, and he goes, and there's this powerful conversion in Nineveh, this huge city. It takes 3 days to walk across. And in the story, not only do the people convert, their animals convert, right? So that's a conversion, right? When the livestock are fasting, you know something's up. And then the psalm, as we say, speaks to us when we convert. We want to know the Lord's way. "Teach me, Lord, your way." It's a beautiful prayer. When we fall in love with God, we want to do what he's asking us. We want to know the right way. St. Paul mirrors this then in 1 Corinthians, the Spirit. He's saying, get ready. Get ready. Have a sense of urgency. The kingdom's upon us. It's happening. And I think, the way of saying, you know, with Mother, let us begin. Let us do it. We're going to start now. And then we have Jesus in Mark proclaiming after John has been arrested, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." It's a simple message. It tells us how we're to live. This is the way of the Lord. And the kingdom, we know, we remember, has this sense of now and not yet. Jesus tells us it's here. He's come. The kingdom is at hand. And yet we look out, as we say, over the wall and anywhere in this city, and we see signs that the kingdom needs some shoring up and some work from our hands. And the poverty and the violence and the crime are needing the attention of us disciples, of the missionaries who've been sent here. So the kingdom now, not yet, proclaimed by Jesus. And we come full circle then to he calls his first apostles, which was really the first gospel we looked at in this retreat, where the apostles let go of that to which they're holding on. They let go of these nets, the nets which they use for their livelihood, the nets that they're caught in perhaps, but the nets that they ultimately are able to release, to open their hands so that they can follow Jesus in the way that we have let go of nets and we have left things to follow Jesus. So this morning, sisters, I encourage you, I encourage myself, keep turning towards Jesus. We allow our conversion to deepen in the bread of life, deepen in that service of the poorest of the poor, in the difficult ones, in the angry ones, in the ones who frighten us. Those are part of the distressing disguise, and this is part of the Jesus to whom we turn. We let down our arms, as I said. We let down our arms, allowing ourselves to be loved, allowing ourselves to love. Let go of the nets. The kingdom is at hand.